Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a question that's posted in one of the stories at Infowars.com. It's the story about MSNBC attacking me and my equipment with a deadly weapon. It says, is this real news? In the UK today, at the trial of a number of so-called Islamic extremists, I would call them MI6 agents, who plotted to use explosives on international flights, have been cleared and found not guilty. Very convenient. Not a mention of it on Infowars.com. Why? Well, because we're not omnipresent. We can't know about everything, and there's 1.5 people running Infowars.com. 1.5 people. Aaron Dykes and Kurt Nemo. Kurt Nemo does about 80% of it, and Aaron does the other 20%. Because, contrary to popular belief, we're trying to get the funds for more webmasters, more people, so that we can do a better job. Kurt's busy redesigning PrisonPlanet.com and adding some new features to it. But see, there is this false view by the public that a cop, because he's wearing a uniform that's meant to project authority and officialdom in a primitive way, kind of like a male bird will have a bunch of big, shiny, green and red feathers to impress the female. I mean, that's all it is. You know, in the old times, the police wore headdresses. You then think they're omnipresent and God. They're not. In fact, if they've got over 100 IQ, they're not hired. No. It's a little tip for folks that want to be cops who are too smart. Play dumb on the IQ test. A little tip for you. It's also good to have a criminal record now. But not too much of one. They like juvenile. That gets them around not supposed to hire felons. A little tip for you. I know a lot of people try to go be cops who aren't evil and they won't give them a job. You're too smart. You don't have a criminal record. Sorry. I'm already digressing. They think somebody in a uniform is God. They think somebody in a suit who looks, you know, Henry Paulson. Oh, well, he's a nice guy. He wouldn't steal anything. He's wearing a suit. And they think because I have the most visited alternative news websites out there, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars.net's pretty big, too. TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com. Those are my small sites. They're bigger than most. The point is that you think we're omnipresent, and we're not. So instead of bitching at us, Johnny Rotten from the UK, why don't you post a link there? That's why we have people posting in there. And that's why we let you go in there and call us agents and bad and cuss at us and scream at us all day long so you can have your First Amendment. And hopefully so people can move on past your bull and actually read other people that do put up articles like this one. Under it, Contra Brand Aid says, Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews booted from MSNBC political anchor desk. I guess they weren't towing the line, and I already had that article. It's in my stack, but I'm using this as an example. Comment 114 is a backseat driving ninny who I guess didn't want to inform me. I have to go find it now to find out about this trial. I'm not aware of it. But Contra Brand Aid did give me the information. Thank you. Actually did something positive and constructive. There's also a lot of backseat drivers who are saying things like, I'm not sure how good this is for the bowel movement. That's what Barbara said for the movement. This is a terrorist government that carried out terror attacks against us. So, yes, we go and take over their mainstream media and get the basic message out of investigate 9/11 and see an inside job. Go read what the founding fathers did. There's a lot more. I don't know. Of course, those are operatives. We'll be right back. Stay with us. See, they're afraid of you taking action. They're scared to death of us going out in the public square and taking America back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac in a minute, but Aaron stayed up late last night to get the story out. Rob put the video together. It's the guy with the knife. MSNBC employee with his badge coming up and cutting the bullhorn. They're also punching me in the back, hitting me, attacking me. You can see while they're grabbing the bullhorn and I'm holding it and I keep bullhorning, they're just punching me in the ribs, hitting me, going at it. Very fun to get out there. And then it was even better to have them laughing and making fun of us and having evil celebrations. Several MSNBC employees saying, we broke your bullhorn as I left. And I didn't stop. I didn't engage them. I went and was going towards the nearest radio shack to buy another bullhorn. I was about 8 minutes out when we called Luke, and they were en route with the bullhorns. Just luck of the gods, as they say. And boom, we got there. Law, who's like 6'7", huge, you know, like pro football player, you know, model guy. Luke climbs up on his shoulders. I've got a wireless, a giant megaphone, so I've got a headset on doing it, blasting them for 2 more hours. And then we were about ready to go, and then Oberman basically begged us to stop. And we said, okay, to make the point that he reported on false flag terrorism when Cheney planned to have Navy SEALs attack our own ships but was overruled a few months ago. That's mainstream news, folks. Since he covered that, and nobody else did on TV, though it was in print, we stopped bullhorning him. And then all the Monday morning quarterbacks said, you should have continued. You should have. Hey, you know what? You guys can chant better stuff into a bullhorn. Let me give you a little newsflash. Get out of mama's basement, put down the Hot Pockets or the Pop-Tarts, put down the marijuana bowl, and get out, get some sunshine, and then go out and let MSNBC security attack you. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, then others say, well, why didn't you just slug them back? Why didn't Richard Reeves, when they ran up to him and bashed into him and broke the camera? Because then the mission would have been compromised. The bullhorning, the police would have come in and arrested everybody involved. And then we wouldn't have been able to continue to take over national television. So as they're punching me, as they're hitting me in the ribs, as three of them at one time grabbing the bullhorn away from me, and as some Nelly person was hitting me in the head with some long plastic thing, literally, I looked over and this person was going, making this weird feminine, not even feminine, you know, when a man tries to act like a woman, some pot-bellied creature was hitting me with this plastic thing in the head. I just continued to hold the bullhorn with two guys pulling on it. They ripped the strap away. Bullhorning, 9/11's an inside job. And there's all these cave dwellers who are going, oh, you didn't do it properly. You didn't. Hey, you get your butt out on the field and let's see what you do. The truth is, it's dynamic video. It's one for the record books, and it shows you how it's done, the whole team. And how, within 15 minutes of them assaulting myself, Rob, Aaron, I mean, they were punching us, folks. People go, oh, I saw one of them in the video punch you. You're a wimp. No. I could have easily, with pleasure, but I had to not even let it tempt me, just smash teeth out. But then the cops will arrest whoever hurts somebody the worst. So these little weak cowards could elbow me and hit me in the ribs, and I got a few bruises from it, but it felt good while they were doing it. It actually hurt, and I didn't like it physically, but my spirit was strong as these lesser men, these scum, these servants of evil, these First Amendment attacking fools, were attacking me. It was good. It's what life was all about. Standing firm in the middle of the storm with God's hand on me. And this was nothing. I'm not saying it's some great exploit, but it's a great exploit compared to all the couch potatoes, all the know-it-alls. Individuals that never did anything in their lives, but what they don't matter. What matters is the young people, the old people, the middle-aged folks, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, that will see videos like this. That's up on Infowars.com right now. MSNBC security assaults Alex Jones and equipment with deadly weapon. They will see that video, and that will inspire them, and that's what scares the enemy. And the gang of paid provocateurs and their camp followers that we allow to post on Infowars.com, all their defaming, lying information, because they're only educating the posters about the New World Order's operations. People are catching the same person under other names, posting the same cut and paste. They're seeing it on YouTube. They're seeing the people are checking their handles, finding out their CENTCOM, finding out their previous quotes where they've been sloppy, and it's really a big awakening for people to go, my God, the U.S. military is engaging Infowars.com. And you don't think they don't go in and get codes and bring down sites? You don't think they don't hack them and bring them down? You don't think they haven't done stuff you've never even heard us talk about on this show where there's no doubt? Where they let you know when they take your site down by having a little message there for you? That's when you know it's real, ladies and gentlemen. That's when you know the New World Order is real. When four guys in a parking lot are pounding on you saying, keep your mouth shut about the New World Order or next time you're dead, that's when you know it's real. That's when it really comes home. That's when there's no doubt. That's when you're sure of it all. And nothing feels better than being on the right side of things. Nothing feels better than being with the good. Because evil is weak and evil is bad and evil stinks. Feels good to be wearing a white hat. It is good. It's good for me. It's good for you. It's good for all of us. And it's good to be part of this brotherhood, this sisterhood. It's good to be part of real humanity, awake humanity. Those of us that were immune to the propaganda or woke up to the propaganda or had family and friends that loved us enough to wake us up. Feels good to be part of this brotherhood. And yes, I may die. I'll certainly die one day, but I may die sooner rather than later. They may come after me, but that doesn't matter. Because we're all part of a brotherhood, and we live on through this brotherhood of man, through this brotherhood of honor and decency and creativity and goodness. And those that understand that we're part of the species, and we're passing something forward to our children and their great-great-grandchildren. Don't you know if you could meet your great-great-great-great-grandson and see him as a baby or your great-great-great-granddaughter, you would love them as much as you loved your firstborn. And we're all related to each other, so I love everybody. I even love those that hate me now. But it doesn't mean I don't defeat them. It doesn't mean, just like when I had a red-on-yellow kill a fella. Red-on-yellow kills a fella in my backyard. Coral snake, cobra family, the third most poisonous snake in the world. It's a beautiful snake, 3 feet long, as big as they get. It was right out by my children's jungle gym. And it was nesting in my yard. And if the government wasn't corrupt and evil and wouldn't try to set me up, you can't trust the government, the mental patients that work for it, I would have called the government to come get the snake and take it somewhere. But I did a cost-benefit analysis, went in and double-checked on the Internet that that was the red-on-yellow killer fella, coral snake. So I took a hoe and I killed it. And I didn't enjoy it. I get sad when we have little pink geckos everywhere in Austin, and you'll close a door on one. It happens every few weeks. You'll find one dead in your kitchen. It's real sad, their little mummified body. And see, the evil would see me as weak because I love that little creature. But it has a life. It has ideas. It has a mate. Maybe it hasn't mated yet. It needs to have its experience. It's got its line and all the adversity, everything that it's ancestors went through, and it's this incredible, beautiful, little see-through creature. And it has a function, eating bugs and living out by the lamp on my front porch. And to see it cut in half by the door frame, to see its blood there smudged, it's enough to make me cry. And it's not because I'm weak, it's because I'm strong. You see, a lot of people become evil because they go through pain in their lives. And they learn how to harden their heart, and it makes it feel better. And then when people abuse them, they learn how to abuse back. And it gives them a flicker, that dark light. And then that fire grows and consumes them. And that's why you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Pull that Kenny Rogers song up. It's not in the regular system, but it's in the computer. And so people can say, you know, it's the duality of men. They can say, you say turn the other cheek, but we've seen you punch somebody. We've seen you push somebody back when they push you. That's right. I'm not perfect. Just because I say I have this loftier, higher level. And there is a time to shoot back. There is a time to defend your family. There is a time to stand up. But you've got to have wisdom. Cunning and knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is understanding how it affects the greater whole and understanding how you're interconnected to everything in the universe. And wisdom is extrapolating down the line and seeing how things interconnect. And my wisdom is intensifying exponentially. It is, and I don't even claim to be advanced in my wisdom, but it is advancing in my understanding and my predictive powers. Not psychic power, but predictive, mathematical, innate ability is accelerating so fast. And then I realize that our enemies have that same incredible human mind, and in many cases greater. And they have all the best minds working for them, most of the best minds, who many of which are compartmentalized and are specialized, and so don't see the bigger picture they're part of, and are committing great evil. That's the enemy's greatest tool, is that they have a lot of good people, but who are not sophisticated enough or not generalist enough, not versatile enough, don't have enough street smarts, or who rationalize because they're comfortable. The routine. You have to awaken from that and get outside the box, and then get outside the box, and then get outside the box again, and then again.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2008. Gold opened at $814.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $839.36, $413.65 for half ounce, and $206.83 for quarter ounce. That's $839.36, $413.65, and $206.83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Drive our ships to new lands.
Fight the war, sing and cry. Valhalla, I am coming.
All right, let me get into Fannie, Freddie Mac info. First, they told us it wasn't going to fold, wasn't going to be nationalized. Publicly, they're saying $50-plus trillion, but the big news here isn't that there was collusion or corruption. This is how the mystery of evil works, where the brokers and the assessors and the real estate agents, the citizens, the banks, the brokerage houses, all of them colluded together, and the media and the government advertised this is the new way. You just keep leveraging your house up and up and up. And it did come out, again, in IMF and World Bank documents, that they'd done this in Argentina and other places. They were planning to do that in Europe and the U.S. I mean, this is a plan. Banks issue and create all this liquidity and currency. That is, the privately controlled treasuries that are quasi-government issue that to them. And then out of the currency and liquidity created, the banks get debt. But they want to have economies implode so they can consolidate and get real assets. And so when you take Freddie and Fannie, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, when you take these groups with 50 plus trillion, there's different numbers, 53, 56, 57, depending on how it's broken down by the Treasury. You take this, that was always, quote, government back when they set this up decades ago, always planning to screw you. And now they're down to the end of the line with the Ponzi scheme. And I'm not the only one saying this. I mean, there are newspaper articles and reports where they're admitting this is all a giant scam and the biggest crime of the century. I was watching the press conference last night with Paulson and others, and, I mean, they're just up there looking guilty of sin, just total hardcore crooks. You're looking at trillions being stolen. You say, why? Because when they sold those securities, they would then count them as assets and leverage them 10 times under U.S. fractional reserve banking. There's a 10-to-1 leverage in England. Some parts of Europe only have an 8-to-1. Some parts of the world in Asia have 20-to-1. And then they take that 20-to-1, 10-to-1, 8-to-1 ratio of 50-plus trillion, and then they leverage it out. So what's 10 times 57 trillion? And then leverage that out 10 times. 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 It is conservatively in the thousands of trillions. And by the month, it grows by the thousands of trillions. More money, more assets than that fictional money represents. Already thousands of times all the assets in the world. And guess who they're setting the precedent right now, claiming, oh, the American people were greedy and lied on their mortgages. That's what's causing all this. No, it's credit cards. It's other investments. It's the city and county and state investments under the secret comprehensive annual financial report funds, which are now public. And then there's just good old-fashioned stealing, like $4-plus trillion in the last 9 years stolen out of the Pentagon trust funds. It's all gone. Trillion stolen everywhere else, just mass stealing armored fortresses in the Bahamas and in the Mediterranean, and just thousands of globalists living with huge private security details, helicopter pads, underground bases, continuity of government, unlimited. Because while all this fiat currency was worth something, they bought up the entire planet. That's why they're announcing, oh, basically New York City's owned by some private banks now. Oh, Austin, Texas is basically owned by private banks. And all that land that the city stole the last 20 years from farmers and ranchers, that's being given to private banks now. And, oh, your police force is going to be private now. And, oh, you're going to have national service and work 10, 15, 20 hours a week for the government to pay off the national debt. And, oh, the CIA is going to triple in size and is running PR ads about how they're going to be operating inside the U.S. now. They've always been doing it, but now openly committing crime. So the criminals are robbing the bank, robbing the country, and then that's what the police state's for, to make sure while you lose everything you've got and it goes to them and is given to cops and military and people, that you don't like it. So get ready. The SWAT teams are moving into your houses. They're all, the cops are moving into your houses. The military is. And this is how America's going to work. We're going to be a third world country. You're going to live on the street, and they're going to beat you up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and we drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. His face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows The secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, 'cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up.
Welcome back.
When to fold up. Know when to walk away.
That's right.
Know when to run.
So just briefly analyzing what happened at MSNBC, then I'll get back into banking and then your calls. All these armchair quarterbacks say that I should have given a speech and used lots of lofty vocabulary, which I could have done. But then none of it would have been intelligible with Chris Matthews and his guest and other guests talking over us. But instead, by saying 9/11's an inside job 10 times in a row, investigate 9/11 10 times in a row, Google inside job 10 times in a row, Infowars.com 10 times in a row, We Are Change 10 times in a row. I'm not grandstanding here, folks. People arguing about this has become quite an argument. I want you, if you ever go out and do this, to listen to my advice unless you've got something better. And I've done this quite a few times now. I mean, have you done it? Have you been arrested for doing it? I have. I mean, that's a question I'm asking. Millions of people watching. 9/11 Truth taking over. Fox, MSNBC, you name it, it's happening everywhere. Other people are doing it. But you know what 9/11 Truth's doing and We Are Change other folks are doing? Luke, listen to me. But other groups are going and bullhorning and giving speeches, and all you hear in the background is blah, 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 because you can't hear something said once. And in a speech, it's only said once, so people can't ever make out what you're saying. My point is there's a method to our madness here for people that just come around and give us all this advice. I'm trying to give you some advice from somebody who's walked a mile in those shoes. You haven't. That's all I'm asking you to do. Nothing more. But we are a nation of critics. It's easy to sit up in the high seats, in the nosebleed section, and talk about what somebody should or shouldn't have done to second guess all day down on the field. But it's another thing to be on the field. And I welcome you to the field. I bet there are a lot of you smarter, more well-spoken, more effective than I. Believe me, I don't have some high view of myself. It's up to you. And people say, well, why are you taking over live TV programs? They go out to public sites. They advertise that they're hearing from the public. They do it right off the side of a city street. You know, our founding fathers tarred and feathered people. Our founding fathers lynched people. Our founding fathers set fire to buildings. I'm not saying do any of that. But we're so timid that going and shouting down mainstream media, that's wrong, that we shouldn't be doing that. And you call yourselves patriots. Well, we all know you're not. Your status, your establishment government workers, your paid-for bloggers, Michelle Malkin openly, both her sites, the main sponsor is Homeland Security, and it's really Homeland Security. I've got all these clips today of all these CIA radio and TV ads that are airing. We're posting some on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the last week, it's on every major radio station in Austin. including KLBJ that I broadcast out of on Sundays. And there is an announcement about if you've got integrity and you're smart and you want to take action, join the CIA. They've got CIA ads on children's television. We've got some of those. And NSA ads on children's television. The NSA said it didn't exist 15 years ago. They would arrest or intimidate reporters that would even go videotape the building. They called me a conspiracy theorist in major newspapers in the late 90s. And now they're running cartoon ads for the NSA and the CIA. They're doing that for PR because now they're going to be a daily part of our lives. They're getting you ready for them to use NSA intercepts in regular crime and on citizens and trumped up fake audio and video. They're getting you ready with the local threat emergency centers in every city that are CIA run to have them openly liaisoning with the public. Shadow government. You see, people always say, well, they're in a new world order. Well, yes, there is a new world order, but it was growing. It was embryonic. It was running side by side with the Republic. But now it's covertly, like I talked about yesterday on the Sunday show, I mean, I've interviewed a governor. I've interviewed two police chiefs. I've interviewed a Marine Corps captain who were involved in the 80s and 90s in covert operations where they would just come to a governor and say, we are your boss. Do as we say or we'll basically destroy you. And we won't tell you who we are. We're just CIA. 23 of them in the office. Jesse Ventura. Or Chief of Police San Antonio. Delta Force comes to him and others with hundreds of thousands in cash and said, we just want to give you this cash to work with us. Well, what's the work? Well, first we want you to just take the cash, no strings attached. That's co-opting, just like they do in Guatemala City, Guatemala City, Panama City, Russia, Iran. That's what special ops do there. That's what CIA does there. They go around and say, hey, we want you to work for the U.S. government. Here's $1 million. But it's not the U.S. government. It's a criminal corporate takeover, totally lawless. At last time I checked, it was over $40 billion in pallets of $100,000 bills flown in that we know of, and they're now training us to evil. And then they give every private $25,000, $35,000. Then they tell them, hey, this was illegal, boys. You got to kill that Army or Marine Corps inspector that's looking into stolen equipment. They only gave you schmucks that $30,000 so that when they're stealing helicopters and weapons or planting WMDs or killing investigators, you are compromised, dummies. And then they see who likes the money. They see who's a criminal. And the colonel that isn't, the colonel that's there who's gung-ho, he gets fragged. Or maybe you're a Pat Tillman who's already had millions and doesn't want to be part of the payoffs, doesn't want to be part of guarding opium fields. Got a bunch of jealous people in the unit. They assign some CIA to it. And they gun him down, and he starts yelling, Pat Tillman, Pat Tillman. And they go right up on him and gun him down right there on the spot. So you want to join the CIA, do you? You want to join special forces, do you? You want to torture people? You want to be used? You want to be compartmentalized? You want to be laughed at? They'll say you're a good guy. You're going to be given the suicide missions. You're going to be given the missions where people have been tipped off. You're going to be laughed at behind your back. You're going to be the schmuck. You're going to be the joke. They got places for you. They got things for you to do. This is a YouTube clip. I want to play this right now. The Shriners Convention, and a Christian goes up and is talking to one of them. Listen to this. I want everybody to listen to this. They go to a Shriners Convention, and this is up on Infowars.com, and the Christian says, who do you worship? And he says, I worship sweet Lucifer. Listen to this. This is an old Mason. Listen to him.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Did you just say that you were Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
God bless you,
Amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're confirming
it. What about the hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually,
no, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay, tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
He's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
Been working to help people.
What kind of work?
Okay. Get out of here.
See, this is what a...
All right, and actually, look, that's not up on InfoWars.com yet. I am that over to Kurt and Paul right now. Let's get that up on the site. You can go watch it for yourself. It's a bunch of Masons. They got their hats and everything. And oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, gosh, sweet Lucifer. The thing is, you don't find that out until you've been a Mason for about 20 years on average. Then they tell you, it's time to love. Oh, you heard him. Oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer. Oh, my goodness. And that's who runs the show. Sweet. Oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, sweet virtuous. Oh, I can feel it right now seething in me. Oh, that's what they say. Oh, I feel the power of Lucifer seething, seething. God help us, folks. God help us. So they believe Lucifer and Jesus are brothers. Oh, sweet Lucifer. So sick, man. So sick. But again, they fool a lot of people. Were the Founding Fathers bad? No. And it was more of a Bible-based at almost every level and more of a construction guild, secret knowledge guild, private university guild. Fraternity of Men Guild until 1776, and then it really went back to its roots. But see, a lot of people haven't read the Book of Solomon because it's all in the Old Testament. It's all right there. Instead of what the Masons say about Solomon, go read that book, and then you'll know. All right, I said I'd take calls, but I've been on somewhat of a roll today ranting. We'll just go to them right now, and then I'm going to get back into what's happening with the economy and where this is going to go. This is not good, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. And the fact that they did take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac does not bode well for anybody, unless you're the globalist. And now the government owns most of the mortgages in this country, a large portion of them. And we told you that would happen. Our experts told you 6 to 7 months ago that would happen. And if things continue, this is going to be a hardcore depression. And you're going to have to pay that back. You need to understand that. You're going to have to pay back not just that mortgage, but all the trillions that have been leveraged. Because they take each mortgage and then count that debt, like a promissory note, as a asset. And then they sell it. And then they leverage that 10 times and 10 times and 10 times into infinity. Hundreds of billions turn into thousands of trillions turn into infinity. And they just create the fiat, and then most of the cops will kill for it. The teachers will brainwash for it. The bureaucrats will say yes, yes, yes for it, but they're all compartmentalized with their own, you know, division or office propaganda of why they're doing what they're doing, what they're not really. All compartmentalized. That's why the symbol of the New World Order is the pyramid. Okay. Paul, you are here early today. I like it. Maybe we'll do 2 hours of live video feeds. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Dan, Helen, Cheryl, Steve, Richard. I'm going to go to your calls now. Dan in Connecticut up there with the Satan Worship Center in New Haven. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how are you today?
Good. I'm not on Sweet Lucifer's side.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's a good thing you live in Texas because the two-party system filed late to get on the ballot. They missed the deadline.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, so what if McCain does illegal fundraisers overseas? And the laws are for us, the schmuck cattle that are here to be bled, not for the emperors.
That may be true, but if you hit him hard right now and you actually file a criminal complaint against the Secretary of State, you can get him off.
Oh, really? Okay, well, give me
Go to Texas Election Code, Section 192.031.
Laws mean something to the criminal government? I mean, everybody knows they ship the drugs in and they'll put you in jail for using them because they own the private prison, too. They don't want to just sell you drugs. They want to have you as a slave. That's how slavery's been re-legalized. But listen, tell me specifically where you learned that neither party filed here properly.
Well, basically, it came out through the Barr campaign. They did a information request, and it turns out the chairs of both parties certified them late.
All right, stay there and tell me about it. Well, I'm sure that was done on purpose. See, they're setting precedents for lawlessness right now. That's why they publicly engage in bribery now of city officials. The Pentagon does.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the new world order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Shackles. Old-fashioned blues.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFID.
Good old Jimmy Vaughn.
Got the blues about my...
All right, Dan in Connecticut.
Got the blues about tyranny.
So Bob Barr's campaign is coming out talking about how the Republicans and Democrats didn't file correctly. And it is good to point it out when they do it, but they don't do their oaths of offices anymore. I was driving home last night from the radio show, and I had a two-hour book meeting with my ghostwriter, but it was about 8:30 at night, and the cop's going under the underpass right there, and he just stops right in the middle of the road and checks his computer just right in the middle of the street and just kind of looks up at his mirror like, you got a problem, slave? Just drove off all recklessly. Just, you know, that's all part of the lawlessness. Urinating on us is a dominance thing. And so it's to let us know we're little people, we're scum, we pay the bills, and we shut up. Now, anything else?
I got some good news for you, though. Not all of them are bad. Have you ever heard of Sheriff Mack before?
Yeah, I've had Sheriff Mack on probably 15 times.
Yeah, I mean, there are people like that out there, including those in the court systems, that actually would take the criminal complaint if you can find them. But all you would need to do is get a copy of the Secretary of State certification, and you would basically go get the documents the Barr campaign requested, and you've therefore proved that they've committed a crime out in the open.
Are you saying I should do this?
I'm saying anybody in the United States can do it. I mean, once I get the documents, I'd be willing to go just do it myself.
Good. That's a good idea. You need to do that, and then have a press conference when you do it.
Yeah, because I know the more people that do it, the more likely it is to go. But, you know, I'm trying to see what I can do to help other people get involved with me.
All right, bro. We appreciate the call, Dan. Good to hear from you. Helen in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm calling several congressmen. The 866-220-0044, telling them, as my servant, you betrayed my trust, you've been traitorous. I want to hire people like Ron Paul and his millions of followers. You're fired. I hope that will take an effect if other people could
do
that.
Well, what they do is they just fund more SWAT teams. Look, they know we hate them. They know they're criminal. They know on every issue they violate the Constitution and the will of the people. Believe me, they've gotten the message that we know they're stinking criminals. Now, it's good to continue to let them know that, but it's even better to go bullhorn their house like we've been doing to Nancy Pelosi and others. It's even better to, when you see them at church, tell them you don't like them. It's better to shun their families. It's better to just, like some Austin cop came in a restaurant yesterday and was bugging his eyes out at me. So I just started bugging my eyes right back at him and his family. And I just started looking at him like I didn't like him. And I just sat there and kind of stood over the table and just stared at him and said, I'll see you later. That's how this works now. I'm not bending over anymore. I'm not your slave and I'm not your property. You got it? You work for me, scum! Anything else?
Exactly. They are your servants. So every which way we can do this, that toll-free number again is 866-220-0044. And there's light at the end of the tunnel, Alex.
Speak of the devil, they grabbed Mr. Pound, who they kidnapped as kids. The CPS lady went to prison for lying, but that didn't matter. And now they've grabbed him and put him in a mental institution saying he's mentally ill for wanting his children back. And I need to get his number. We need to try to set his family back up on the show to get him some support. Because he's in a mental institution right now. Because, you know, you're crazy if you don't like the tyranny.
That's horrible.
It doesn't matter. They'll get everything they want.
Well,
they'll get the hell they want. That's right. I appreciate your call. All right, I don't want to get too nasty here. I'm getting in a dark mood here. I got to settle down. Cheryl, Steve, Richard, Jake, Billy Bob. Your calls are straight ahead. Right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.